Toothed Tale. Searching for Asgard and the gods of the North, Longtooth climbed higher and higher up the Rainbow's Arch. As he climbed, the sounds of the sea and the wind and the calling of the seabirds seemed to make a strange kind of music. Or perhaps it was the rainbow humming. Soon Longtooth found that he was humming too, and he made up some words to sing.
An angry and Asgard-bound walrus am I, seeking tooth for tooth and an eye for an eye. The aid of the gods will end my quest and teach thieving Vikings that honest is best.
Soon he reached the middle and highest part of the rainbow and took a rest.
Time to go on, he sighed. At least it's downhill the rest of the way from here.
Longtooth sat down on the rainbow where it sloped towards Asgard, gave himself a push, and slid down, down, down. Faster and faster he went, clouds and startled seagulls shooting past him. Then the dazzling ice towers of Asgard appeared, getting closer every minute. Soon, Longtooth could see a huge gateway ahead, with a drawbridge at the front, guarded by a huge warrior in armor. Longtooth knew he could not stop. The best he could do was to shout, "Look out!" Cover his eyes with his flippers and wait for the crash. The warrior was knocked off his feet as the walrus slid through the gate, over the drawbridge, then shot into the gods' banqueting hall and spun round a couple of times on the polished ice floor before coming to a halt under one of the tables. The gods all roared with laughter to see the shocked look on the warrior's face and the surprise on the walrus's. Poor Longtooth was helped to his flippers, given a seat and a drink, and then Odin Allfather stood up.
"What is your business here?" he boomed.
"I'm sorry to disturb you, sir,"
began the walrus, not quite sure how to address a god.
"But I've been robbed."
And he told them what had happened. Said Odin thoughtfully when Longtooth had finished.
"I'd help you myself, but I'm too busy running everything up here. We'll ask Fricka to help. She's wise beyond her years."
Odin took Longtooth over to meet Fricka. "Of course I'll help," she said. "Just hold on a minute." With that, Fricka stood up and unclasped the long blue cloak she was wearing. It was lined with white feathers. With a swirl, Fricka lifted the cloak up in the air, gave it a twist so that it fell inside out, wrapped it around her, then she and the cloak vanished into thin air. Longtooth blinked in astonishment. Where Fricka had been sitting was an enormous white stork with the blue cloak beside it. The feather lining had gone.
"Come on," said the stork. "Roll up in the cloak and I'll carry you in my beak. It'll be quicker to fly."
Longtooth was too surprised to argue and did as he was told. Fricka flapped her wings, took up the bundle that held Longtooth, and flew out of the window. Before very long, Fricka and Longtooth were flying high over the North Sea. After a moment's fright and a touch of dizziness, Longtooth's curiosity got the better of him. He peered out of the folds in Fricka's cloak.
"Look!" he shouted. "That's the ship down there!"
"Hang on tight then," said Fricka. "We're going down!"
On the ship, Niall, the cabin boy, had spotted the walrus and the stork, and the Vikings were all in a panic. Ulrich, the captain, was shaking with fright.
"We're in trouble now," he said. "That walrus we robbed must have been a magic one. He'll do something terrible to punish us for taking his teeth. Whose silly idea was it to steal his teeth anyway?"
"It was your idea, Captain," said Niall.
The crew nodded in agreement.
Yes. Mm.
I don't want to be captain anymore,
said Ulrich.
Niall,
he shouted,
you're a bright lad. You can take charge of the ship now. I'm going to rest in my cabin. Meanwhile, you can explain to the walrus that we didn't mean to do what we did. I'm sure you'll be able to think of something to say.
Fricka flapped down onto the ship, and setting Longtooth gently on the deck, she changed back into her normal shape.
Have mercy,
quailed the Vikings. You all know what we've come for, said Fricka sternly. So fetch this walrus his teeth now, before I consider turning you all into sea slugs. The crew shuffled their feet and looked down at the deck in embarrassment. Well, Fricka demanded angrily, what are you waiting for? Nobody wanted to be the first to say what had happened to the walrus tusks, but no one wanted very much to be a sea slug either. No one spoke. Then Niall, remembering that he'd been promoted to captain, took a deep breath and said,
I'm afraid our ship's carpenter decided to carve your tusks, sir. Carve them?
Growled Longtooth.
He carved my tusks.
You carved his tusks, repeated Fricka, glaring at the ship's carpenter with her sharp grey eyes.
Look, perhaps you'll still be able to use them for something, said Niall hurriedly. I'll go and fetch them.
Niall went to the carpenter's locker and came back with a wooden box.
Here you are, Mr. Walrus,
he said. Longtooth took the box from Niall, fumbled the catch open, and stared in amazement. Inside, there were four rows of beautifully carved little figures. Soldiers on horseback, kings and queens sitting on thrones. Half of them had been colored red, while the other half had been left white. The walrus's face broke into a huge smile.
How charming,
he sighed. The Vikings all sighed too, with relief.
You know, said the walrus, when I was small, I never had any toys to play with, only shells and pebbles, things that washed up on the rocks. But these are splendid, very good indeed. Don't think I'm not grateful, but what am I going to use for tusks? I know it's a pity that this happened, said Niall, but just think, you'll be the only walrus who can play games of chess with his tusks. That's all very well,
said Longtooth sadly.
And it's a nice game, but what do I do when I want to eat?
Then old Captain Ulrich shuffled out onto the deck, holding a Viking helmet decorated with two gigantic bullhorns.
My dear walrus, he said, can our carpenter make you some new teeth from these splendid horns?
All the sailors roared with approval.
That's very kind, I'm sure,
murmured Longtooth. They were truly magnificent horns, with a finer polish than his tusks had ever had.
But what will you wear in your helmet?
Well, you see,
said old Ulrich, hanging his head,
I'm too old to be a Viking. What I would really like is to retire and, dear walrus, to live with you on your rock. I'm very fond of chess.
What a wonderful idea, said Fricka. I will fly you both home to the rock.
The Vikings clapped and cheered, and Fricka changed once more into a stork. Longtooth and his new friend, the old Viking captain, rolled into the blue gown and rose into the air as Fricka flapped her wings. Longtooth, delighted with his new tusks, poked his nose out and sang a farewell song to the Vikings on the ship.
When Vikings to walruses make amends, there's nothing to stop them being good friends. to leave you good people seems rather a shame. So when passing my rock, drop in for a game.
Old Longtooth and Captain Ulrich lived happily together on the rock, playing chess almost all the time, and now and then giving parties to visiting Vikings.